We are all criticised throughout our lives, and yet it's something that many of us struggle to deal with, which can then have a negative impact on our mental well-being. Now, obviously, no one likes to be criticised, but some do handle it better than others. And I'm going to talk about why that is and how we can learn to effectively manage criticism. Now, did you know there are two types of criticism? Constructive and destructive. You probably have heard of both types, but perhaps you didn't think about it in terms of your mental well-being. Now, criticism is there to challenge our ideas, our character or ability, but the way it's delivered and the way it's received has a big impact. Constructive criticism is designed to help us grow, to point out where and how we can make improvements. It's a useful feedback tool to help us personally or professionally develop. It can be inspiring and motivating. Destructive criticism is often thoughtless and sometimes intended to actually be malicious and hurtful. It may be intentional, or the person may be unaware that they are doing it. It's delivered in a way that is intended to be hurtful, and it can be very effective at hurting us emotionally. What also influences the impact on our mental health is our sensitivity to criticism. Some of us are more sensitive than others, and why is this? Well, if you have low self-esteem, you will be more sensitive to criticism. If you grew up in an environment of continued harsh criticism when nothing was good enough, then you're going to be more sensitive. If you grew up with parents who had very high expectations you struggled to achieve, you will be more sensitive. At the other extreme, if you grew up in a situation where you protected from any setbacks or criticism, you wouldn't have learned how to deal with the criticism and will be more sensitive to it. It basically boils down to about how we think about the criticism. If we are more sensitive to criticism, we are more likely to perceive it negatively. Now, what also influences is how often we feel we are criticised. If we perceive we receive a lot of criticism, we will notice everything as criticism. We will see criticism where someone not sensitive to it may not see it. And we can twist things. If someone says, "Oh, your hair looks nice," you might think, "Well, hang on, why didn't they say my outfit is nice? They obviously don't like that." Our mind can twist things. Being sensitive to criticism can also lead to someone to be more critical of others. And this is something I see a lot. People who feel destructively criticised by others are unaware that they are sometimes guilty of the same behaviours. So how can you manage criticism effectively or help someone with managing criticism effectively? As with many things around mental health, there are several different ways of doing it, and what works will be a combination of techniques and is personal to you. Just as a side note, proactively looking after your mental well-being is going to help your resilience and reduce your sensitivity to criticism. When we feel good, we can usually handle it better. Now, the key to managing criticism is to try to separate the criticism from your self-worth. We all know that everybody has a basic desire to be loved, that we want to be lovable, and we have an idea of what that is. When we receive criticism, it can make us believe that we are some way less lovable because of it. And this isn't true. We are still lovable even if we are criticised. It's okay. It doesn't reduce your lovability. You are still deserving of love from others and yourself. And that's a whole other resource. When you're being criticised, it's important to remain calm and not let the situation escalate. This isn't easy, but it can be done with practice. Being criticised can cause us to go into the threat response mode, fight, flight or freeze. But trust me, it's not going to have a good outcome if you hit someone because they criticised your spelling. Never works. Remove your self-worth from the criticism and remind yourself it's their perception. Doesn't mean it's fact. Think about whether the criticism is valid. if it's valid, then you can say, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying and I will try to work on that. Or you can agree with a part of it. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying about my spelling, so I'll use spell check next time, but I don't agree with what you're saying about my grammar. And these are just little examples. But you don't have to agree with them at all. You can say, that's an interesting viewpoint and I'll think about it. You don't even have to come back to them. Or if you want to, after you've thought about it, you can say, yeah, I thought about what you said and that's not my perception, but thank you for commenting. If you're feeling particularly low on resilience and your sensitivity is heightened, try to rearrange any planned feedback sessions until you've boosted your resilience. If the criticism isn't expected or asked for, then say, yeah, now's not a good time. I'll come back to you to talk about it another time. Then walk away or remove yourself from the situation. If you find yourself ruminating about the criticism, thinking about it over and over and unable to let it go, then again, take the steps forward. Is the criticism valid? If it is, does it actually mean the end of your life or your career, or are you catastrophizing? It hurts, but your life will still continue and you will be okay. Remind yourself, we're all continuing to learn and develop, and we all want to improve until the day we die. And if you don't agree with it, again, that's okay. It's their perspective and you don't have it. Perhaps you have different ways of working. That's okay. If you have a relationship, work or personal, with someone who continually destructively criticises you, then I recommend you listen to the resource Setting Boundaries with Toxic People. Now, in all these scenarios, you can practice your response in advance. Imagine and role play in your head, and then you'll be able to do it more easily in real life. It will become a habit. Remember, we are always changing the pathways in our brain. Now, on the counter side, think about how you give criticism. It's an important skill to learn and model for others. The key points are to ensure that the time and place is appropriate, not shouting out in the middle of the room last thing on a Friday, "You're rubbish!" Despite the behaviour or action you are criticising, separate it from the person. Use "I feel" statements, not "you make me feel." Make a suggestion as to what positive change could be made and don't catastrophize. Don't make empty threats. Consider how the other person may be feeling. You may also wish to use an example of how you improved following constructive criticism. And try to end on a positive note. Thank you for listening. And remember, you're amazing.